it's an absolute disgrace for this government not to award JES to the schools that unfortunately didn't make what the government's in the mark this year. Myself and others have been working with the schools and trying to persuade the government to look at it. I don't believe that there's any difference between a school a mile and a half up the road to some of the schools like Rennafast or the Arg or the Highcar Public School Gador who didn't qualify. And I think for the very fact that the minister has put in a clause saying that this can't be appealed, it's pure and utter arrogance on the minister's behalf. I've asked today at today's council meeting that we as a council would write, not alone that we write to the minister expressing our anger and our outrage at this decision, but also that the minister would send a representative to explain to us why the schools haven't met the mark.
Because it's been pointed out that a lot of these schools are already at the pin of their collar, funding is very, very tight, and losing out in this scheme could be sort of a backdoor to closures and amalgamations. I mean, that's a real fear.
There's a massive big fear. We spoke about it today at the meeting about the fear of smaller schools who mightn't have the same number as they would have had before, that the state would look to amalgamate schools. I don't believe this would be good for our community, wouldn't be good for the Irish language and the development of the Irish language. And again, I would ask for the community to unite around this issue, to organise around this issue. Don't leave this to politicians, because it was, at the end of the day, it was politicians who'd done the decision not to appoint JES school.